Today's Chaitanya Charitamrita class was Kaviraj Goswami reviewing the contents of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's where we're on, right at the end, Antya Lila. And he says how the 11th chapter of the Antya Lila is about the departure of Haridas Thakur and shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special affection for his devotees. That chapter of Haridas Thakur's departure is a great favorite of Vaishnavas because it shows us in depth of how to prepare and what happens at the time when we're meant to be leaving this world, an eventuality that's everyone's fate. And it is important for us to see the example of Haridas Thakur in terms of how does one prepare for leaving this world? What are his priorities? How do devotees observe the Tirobhava or the disappearance of a Vaishnava? It begins, the pastime begins by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Haridas Thakur and noticing that something is amiss, and he's asking Haridas Thakur what's wrong, and Haridas Thakur says my disease is that I cannot chant my prescribed number of rounds. I cannot stick to my vow. We all know that Haridas Thakur would chant 3 lakhs of Krishna's holy name. He would chant 192 rounds a day. And no doubt as one becomes older, then that's an activity that takes up a lot of time, and it's also strenuous. When Srila Prabhupada was leaving this world, or in the months preceding that, and he would sometimes finger his beads, but he didn't have enough strength to actually chant his rounds on beads. He was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, but wasn't able to do that. So Haridas Thakur expressed this as his disease, which was the first important thing, because throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, or throughout this pastime, we don't get a real clear picture what actually ailed Haridas Thakur. What was his disease? What was his sickness? It isn't even mentioned at all. It is mentioned that he left the world by his own will, like Bhishma Dev did. But what brought it on? From what particular disease did Haridas Thakur depart? We don't know. And when Lord Chaitanya asked him what his ailment was, his response wasn't that, well, I've got this heart condition, I've got this, I've got that. He just said, my problem is that I can't chant my rounds. So he was just, his priority was his spiritual practices and how his spiritual practices were being affected by his condition. And of course, Lord Chaitanya's response was, well, you don't have to chant that many rounds anymore. You're older, so just decrease the number of chants that rounds that you chant. That Haridas Thakur wanted to be able to continue despite the fact that he didn't. And Lord Chaitanya's interaction with Haridas Thakur continues because Lord Chaitanya would visit Haridas Thakur on a daily basis. Being born in a Muslim family, despite his being a great Mahabhagwat and an Amacharya, Haridas Thakur wasn't able to enter into the temple of Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Jagannath himself, would come and see Haridas Thakur daily, and he would bring with him Jagannath's Mahaprasada. So that was one aspect of the Lord's kindness on Haridas Thakur. And on another occasion, when it became apparent that Haridas Thakur was approaching the time when he would leave his body, Lord Chaitanya brought all of the Vaishnavas to Haridas Thakur. And although Haridas Thakur was older than most of the Vaishnavas there, and was senior to many in terms of spiritual seniority, still he went around and he bowed down and offered his obeisances at all the Vaishnavas' feet. Now that's such a wonderful thing, and something that, again, we can all remember. Lord Chaitanya asked the Vaishnavas to give their blessings to Haridas Thakur. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to glorify him. And he more or less spoke about Haridas Thakur's glories and gave a history of Haridas Thakur's achievements, notably his great attachment to chanting the Lord's holy names. And then at the end, he asked Haridas Thakur if he had any requests. Haridas Thakur's response was that he wanted to be able to leave this world by having Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on his chest, and to be able to see Lord Chaitanya's lotus face with his own eyes. And that's the way it was. So here are a series of lessons. First, that our priority is always being absorbed in our spiritual practices, whatever type of ailment that we have, not getting too much distracted, hopefully, by physical inconveniences. Secondly, is that we pray for the mercy of the Vaishnavas in our condition and in our leaving this world, in our destination, to go back home, back to Godhead, because it's by the grace of Vaishnavas that we get the mercy of Krishna. And that we secure our Krishna consciousness in such a way that we're able to think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally going to come and place his feet on our chest, that's one thing. It's not out of the question. But it's a matter of Krishna consciousness. And it's not something that we can prepare for 2 months before we leave this world. The doctor tells us you've got 6 months left to live. And so then all of a sudden we become very serious about spiritual life. It'll take a little more than that in order to actually draw the attention of the Lord to us. But whether Lord Chaitanya personally manifests, whether he appears within our minds, or whether we just by practice are able to fix his lotus face and features in our minds, that should be also our aspiration. And then saying Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur then left this world chanting the Lord's names. So that's what we want to also be doing. Chanting Hare Krishna, we leave this world. So these are real essential teachings that are there, and these attainments are not beyond our abilities. I remember one of my god sisters who was a Sankirtan devotee, book distributor, and she had gone to Vrindavan to leave her body. Of course, that's another important thing that we learned from this lesson, is that Haridas Thakur was in Puri. In other words, you leave your body in a holy place, either in India, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Puri, or in the precincts of a temple, at least in the association of many Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada wouldn't leave Vrindavan to go to a hospital. He had no intention of going to a hospital, even if it was with the promise that he could get better die in Vrindavan than live in a hospital. Anyhow, that god sister, she was actually in quite a bit of discomfort because of her condition, but she was very Krishna conscious, and she'd done an enormous amount of service. And sometime prior to her departure, Lord Chaitanya appeared to her and told her, "Don't worry, everything will be all right, and you won't be inconvenienced by the pain anymore." And from that time on, her pain stopped, and she told devotees that, and devotees saw a special new radiance in her persona, and then she left the world. And there are other such stories as well of the Lord appearing to devotees at the time of death, just prior to the time of death, quite some time before. And that's what we're preparing for. That's what life is about. It does take a lifetime in order for us to become Krishna conscious and to become properly qualified to leave this world and gain entrance into the spiritual world, or that place where Krishna is enacting his pastimes. So this is, I really didn't get to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's showing his affection to Vaishnavas, but this was Haridas Thakur's lesson to us. It's an example that we can learn. And then there's other parts of the whole Tirubhav ceremony, the burial of the body, having a big feast, kirtan, remembering the glories of Vaishnavas are part of the lessons that we can learn from this wonderful pastime. I'll just leave it at that. Haridas Thakur ki jai.